I, Philip Brock, being the returning officer at the above election, do hereby give notice that the number of votes recorded for each candidate at the Brentwood South.
The Brentwood Borough Council elections 2016. Votes being counted across 12 wards tonight, two in Tipps Cross, no Borough Council elections in Herringate, Ingrave and West Horndon, Hutton East and South Weald this year, as there are no councillors in these wards whose terms of office end in 2016. Quite a busy polling station tonight. I spoke to Karen Chilvers, the Liberal Democrat candidate for Brentwood West. You've done a lot of electioneering this year. What have people been saying to you the most, really? What's the biggest topic that's come up?
Oh, there's been an awful lot. Anything from Greenbelt. Greenbelt's been a big issue in sort of the town centre, Brentwood West. There's been a big focus actually on the town centre and the closing shops. And I've been talking to a lot of people about my plans actually for the sort of Kings Road, Wally Hill area, which my ward covers, as well as some of the High Street. We've had a couple of younger candidates this year, and I think what's got to happen in this and the other little vote that's happening in June is that we really need young people to actually start voting and taking an interest and realising that everything affects them.
Leader of the council is Conservative candidate Louise McKinley, standing tonight in Hutton North.
It's been a very busy campaign, obviously lots of seats up, and we're defending some and hoping to take some others.
What have people been saying to you on the doorstep?
Mixed, really. Some local issues, some national issues. Obviously Europe, the referendum that's coming up, that's been featuring very heavily as well. But in terms of local issues, it's been very much about sort of street cleaning, local development plan, council tax.
Russell Quirk, although not a councillor anymore, has been following Brentwood politics for a long time.
I'm not sure much is going to happen, really, insofar as turnout. I think it's going to be pretty flat. I think Labour might have a bit of a problem because of the national picture with regard to this whole anti-Semitism thing and Corbyn. We keep hearing that UKIP are going to be... we're going to see a big sort of resurgence from them. I'd be really surprised. I suppose the interesting thing for me is what will happen with the Liberal Democrats in Brentwood, because normally they sort of punch above their weight versus the national picture. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with the likes of Karen Chilvers, David Kendall and so on. But I suspect it will probably be a night for the Conservatives, all in all.
Is that right, though, that of issues like anti-Semitism, which a huge amount has been made of this week, is nothing really to do with Brentwood politics, surely, or Jeremy Corbyn? This is about hard-working people trying to be the best in a borough.
Well, and that's spot on, and I totally agree. So I voted for Karen Chilvers today, even though I'm not a Liberal Democrat, I'm a Conservative, but I voted for someone that I believe is the right person to represent the community, because Karen Chilvers, I think, is a fantastic community-based councillor. I think most people vote on a local level, though, with a national flavour, and I think that's just what people do. I don't think people see the individual, and they certainly don't look so much at local issues. I think they go with a national flavour. So however the wind is blowing politically nationally, I think that tends to be the way that local elections are pan
and
out.
I quite agree, and that's something that's happened for a long time, but is it about time that we actually explain to people that local politics and national politics are two different internal issues?
I think local politicians have been trying to do that for many, many years, and there's a lot of really good councillors that have lost their seats whereby, you know, the national picture has gone against them. I think it's about time you actually took politics out of local politics and actually took the party politics out completely and just had a load of independents that people could vote for on merit. I think that's what needs to happen. I'm sure it won't ever happen, but that's what in my opinion, my humble opinion, that's what should happen.
One young Conservative to watch out for is James Tunbridge. He won Shenfield Ward very easily, and I think he's going to be around in Brentwood politics for some time.
James, congratulations on your result tonight.
Thank you.
This is the first time you've stood in the council, isn't it? I'm hearing really good things about you as well. What are your aspirations?
Well, to honour the pledges in particular that I put out, I'm very, very keen to make sure that Shenfield gets a bigger share of what the county actually spends on our roads and pavements. And actually to engage with the population, just generally, there's a lot of worry about developments on Priest Lane. People need to know that we will be there to actually stand up for whatever their views are, and I'm waiting to hear from the consultation.
I'm told the powers of tell me that you're a very sensible candidate, that you're going to be good for the Tory party, and that you're a name to watch out for the future.
Well, that's very generous of all of them, but I just one step at a time, and just make sure that I follow up and talk to the electorate, and actually talk to all those that didn't come out to vote. We had a very good result in the end, but it's got to engage with the whole community.
Karen Chilvers won her seat easily, and in fact increased her majority by 300. She was very pleased.
Karen, we spoke 2 hours ago. You're now grinning like a Cheshire cat. You must be very pleased because that was a really good result for you tonight, wasn't it?
It was a good result. Less votes, increased majority. Really pleased. I want to carry on working for my residency in Brentwood West, and I'm glad they want me to as well. But that's what we're doing it for, make a bit of Brentwood.
And I think you're one of those candidates people voted for you rather than your party. Because you're a hard-working councillor.
I think an element of both, but it does show. I mean, there are hard-working councillors and there are some that don't do an awful lot, so I hope that shows.
Congratulations, enjoy your next 4 years.
Thank you.
There was a recount in the Whalley ward as Nigel Clark needed two recounts to win his seats for the Liberal Democrats, and in Brentwood South, Julie Morrissey needed two recounts as well as she won her seat by just 8 votes from the new and rather impressive Catherine Mary Tierney for the Conservative Party.
Julia Morrissey, 486. Hey! Yay! Dominic Philip Naylor, 225. Wilfred Southgate, 246.
So, how did they all do? Catherine, not a lot changed, actually. Brentwood Council still held by the Conservatives. They gained one seat, lost one seat. Liberal Democrats gained one seat, lost one seat. We'll do it all again in a couple of years' time.